call the meeting to order. Scott, would you want to establish the quorum, please?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here, sir.
Steve Adams. Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Here.
And Randy Hayes.
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Would you like to explain the meeting procedures tonight?
I'd like to welcome you to the June 19th, 2017 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Three public hearings were held last week, therefore three Division III permit applications will be voted upon this evening. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, and the staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit B. The Planning Commission will hear four new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, July 10th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Have you all had a chance to review the minutes? If you have, I would entertain a motion to accept or modify or reject.
I make a motion to approve May 9th. May 15th minutes with corrections to May 9th on spelling the name in the second paragraph two places.
You get all that, Bonita? Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion before we vote? All in favor of accepting the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're into the final votes. Number 1719, the Hinkle Workshop.
This was our public hearing, and since some of us were gone, I'll kind of go through it pretty quick. If anybody has any questions, stop me, but here's our location. 226 Barb's Lane, Forsyth. Zoom in on it. Go to the slideshow in that way. Piece of property is 1.59 or 1.6 acres approximately. It's proposed or requested to have a workshop to be built and used for the building of fishing lures. No sewer, water, only electric. Also using the building for parking, boat storage, boat and other storage. There's the view from the north, the west, south, east. These are just some photographs I took of the proposed area. There's the single family residence on the property. Just took a picture of the Barb's Lane, both directions, or that one direction. The representative is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit for the ability to use a future pole barn for the building of fishing lures. The barn will also be used to store a personal boat along with other storage. The property is at 226 Barb's Lane. It's approximately 1.6 acres in size per the Taney County Assessors. You saw a picture of the single-family residence. And then no water, thus no requirement for a wastewater system. The lures will be sold via the internet, and the pole barn will not be used as a storefront. There will also be no signage on the pole barn. The staff recommendations would be, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2017-19, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letters or letter from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District. Three would be no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, Division 2 permit will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Would the applicant or the representative come forward, please? Does anyone on the commission have any questions that you'd like to pose?
You going to have any employees?
No.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If we're ready for a vote, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion been made.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Number 1721. Pest Breakaway Vacation Rental.
Kind of go through this one again real quick. I think that Tracy's here as the representative. Mm-hmm. This one's at 186 Fair Lane Drive, nightly rental. It's in Oakmont area off of State Highway 86 down Devil's Pool Road. These are the properties that were on the application, just off Fair Lane Drive. Pictometry views. This just shows all the lots that were included. These are just some photographs I took on site. Pictures of the Fairlane Road, east and west. This representative is seeking Planning Commission approval of the special use permit. This area includes lot 3, 4, 5, 6, 34, and 36. The six lots total approximately 1.65 acres. The residence was built in 2009 per the Taney County Assessor's records. Division 1 permit 0948 was for a 1,360 square foot home. There's also a Taney County Regional Sewer District permit 0936 for the on-site system, which included a 1,000-gallon septic tank, 250 lineal feet of the SB2 sock pipe 18 inches deep. The adjacent lots are currently vacant lots of Ozark Paradise Village, and the applicant indicated the water supplied by a community well. And then we know our definition of the nightly rental. And then also the maximum occupancy definition of two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. And then our parking, two persons of occupancy, requires one parking space. Our staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1721, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Five, the residence located at 186 Fairlane Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Six, the Beth's Breakaways Vacation Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Seven, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in Taney County Planning Office. Eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. I have added a nine to this for you guys to look at. When the commissioners and I discussed this, and this is an option to throw at you as nine, it deals with the certificate of compliance. The planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will have to complete the decision of record requirements before nightly rental is allowed to start when they haven't been nightly rental and they have a new home. That gives them a timeline. Gives me a timeline to go by also, because there's not one in the code book. If anybody's got any questions on that or
concerned
or want to change it or...
I have a question about it. If it's added to the code book, it will have to go through public hearing process and be put in there. I don't think we can.
Well, you guys have the ability to add any.
Well, we can add
stipulation to any.
We can add as a stipulation, but
add it to each one. No, I'm not asking to put it in the code book. If you so desire to add it to this
stipulation on this project,
if you so desire,
if
you don't.
Okay.
Yep, you can make a motion to approve or not approve with or without item 9. That's totally up to you guys.
Just well, I think
running
like
it
I
by
said,
you.
Before it goes into the code book, it has to go through a process. So
correct.
But we can put that on that. We do. You're right. We do
right.
have that ability.
Right.
So what would be...
So you guys can discuss that. And
don't we already have this somewhere?
Actually, Rick, we do
actually,
not.
We don't.
Let me show you what we have. In our code book, under Certificate of Compliance, I'll let you read that. I'll read it real quick, the bottom part of that paragraph. Certificate of Compliance required. No development or approved phase of development shall be occupied or operated before a Certificate of Compliance has been issued. The purpose of this certificate is to certify that the development has been constructed in full compliance with all representations made and all conditions imposed in the permit approval.
And these units are already constructed.
Well, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
Next in the code book, we have a development definition. It's a general term used to refer to any proposed land use change, subdivision, construction, building, grading, clearing, filling, quarrying, construction, or similar activities. Please note that the subdivision of land requires the approval of either the Planning Commission or the Planning Administrator per the provisions of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. All other development activities enumerated above require the issuance of a permit. Then in our special use permit section, under the general conditions for a special use permit, this permit, which is a special use permit, does not constitute a land use change. And that's where it is not transferred to the different people. So under the definition of development, we have that land use change. So as our code reads now, I could not find an area except when something's built or graded or cleared or constructed that they had to have the CFC completed. So that was what prompted the wording.